I tell you, since this new puppy moved in, old Jerry's had no privacy. I'm talking none here. Can't bury a bone without those little eyes looking over my shoulder. Can't sneak up on a single cat for that annoying yip of a bark scaring off the prey. Hell, I can't even go behind the bushes to lick off without their little precious poking his nose where it doesn't belong. Well, needless to say, it's time for old Jerry to take matters into his own paws. Yep, time to construct my own personal office space. There we go. Nice. I like the way this is coming along. Uh-huh. Now that's a sturdy wall of stench right there. I wonder if I should be cliche and get a black leather couch, or maybe go with a rustic brown. Well, the important thing is privacy. Yes, sir, from this point on, old Precious and every other bitch in the neighborhood will now know this is Jerry's territory, and they will respect it or suffer the consequences. And dribble, 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 done. Boy, I'll be honest. I really like what I've done with the place. Now, if you don't mind, I do believe I saw, out of the corner of my eye, some nuts. And I'm pretty sure I can reach them with my mouth. And I happen to think that's pretty cool. Hey, what the...
Don't you ever knock! I mean, God, I was in the middle of something here. Well, don't just stand there staring. Hand me a towel or something.
Don't come another step closer, pup. I mean it.
I said, don't come another step closer. Don't you know another dog's territory when you smell it?
Look, pup, I know you're new, so I'll let you slide this first time. But you should know that according to all animal bylaws, you are now officially trespassing. You see, I have marked this territory here for myself, not unlike Christopher Columbus claimed the Caribbean for Spain by plunging a flagstick into the soil. Of course, my flagstick happens to be a specially scented trail of urine, a unique blend of my own bladder batter, if you will, which I have dispersed evenly about this now stained grassy patch that I have hereby dubbed my own. Well, say what you want, but it'll hold up in any court, I assure you. Oh, and how about this juicy little nugget you may or may not know about? By violating said territorial contract, I am now perfectly within my legal rights to eat you whole.
Look, I'm not kidding here. Get out of my office, pup. You were never invited.
Okay, I tried warning you, bitch. See my fangs? Well, now you know I mean business. Now I will count to three. One. Two. Two and a half. Two and a little more than a half, but clearly less than three. And I'm not kidding, you know. My hair is standing up here. That's not moose, you know. Oh, fuck you, then. Three!
Walter! Come quick, Walter! Jerry tried to eat Precious whole!
Now, wait a minute. Hold on here. I'm sure it looked worse than it was.
Jerry!
Look, I was in my room, just minding my own business, and Precious came in, uninvited, and wouldn't leave. I tried warning him, but he just wouldn't listen.
You stupid mutt.
Hey, now, let's not say anything we're just going to regret later.
I want him neutered, Walter. You hear me? Neutered.
Neutered? What the hell is neutered?
Well, he is a little too aggressive, but maybe there's another way.
There's no way around this now, is there? I'm going to get punished, aren't I?
How about obedience school, Mother?
Oh, my God. Did he just suggest what I think he suggested? Obedience school? I'd rather have my nuts chopped off.
Let's try that neutered thing, Master. That sounds better to me.
Well, okay, Walter, but it had better work.
1 week later.
Jerry, say hello to Dr. Canine, your new obedience instructor.
Hey, what up, weirdo? Nice ponytail.
Hello, Gerald.
Gerald. Let's get something straight right off the bat. My name is most certainly not Gerald. I like the bitches, Doc. Let's clear that up right now.
Gerald? I say my name's not Gerald. Silence!
Holy sh! I don't even know if it's possible, but I think I just crap myself.
Gerald, by the end of training, you will not snatch at puppy. By the end of training, you will not nibble at your Wiener Schnitzel. By the end of training, you will wipe your ass with paper that is called Charmin, if I want you to. Do you understand, Gerald?
Yes, sir. Mr. Maniac, sir.
Good. You will begin training now. Sit, Gerald. Sit.
What, like this?
What are you, a cat? I said sit. Good. Now roll over.
I don't understand.
Oh, okay. If dog doesn't wish to roll over, we do the push-ups. Now begin. One arm.
Is that even possible?
One arm, Gerald. Good. Now play dead. Fetch. Now punch the meat. I said punch it, not eat it.
Oh, sorry.
Now lay. Heel. Come. Stay.
I can't take any more of this.
Then leave, Gerald. What is keeping you here?
I got no other place to go.
Wrong movie reference. Now show me the sit-ups. Go now. Good. Now sit. Roll over. Fetch. Now drink the eggs. Sit. Roll over. Fetch. Now beat Carl Weather in foot race. Good. Now sit. Roll over. Fetch. Take Tommy Morrison under wing. Now sit. Roll over. Fetch.
1 week later.
I can't believe it. He's like a whole new dog, Dr. Canine. Well, he's like a little gentleman is what he is.
Gerald will give you the no problem ever again.
No, sir. Never again, sir.
Well, I am impressed. I have got to hand it to you. Well, are you ready to come home now, boy?
Yes, sir. Master, sir. Whatever you...
Hey, my nuts. And I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Sure.
Oh, f*** off. Like I was ever going to give this up.